The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Nick's been waiting patiently in Saluda. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about the Kurds, but I meant to ask Tommy. I didn't get a chance. When he, the T-shirt y'all been selling, where do the proceeds go for that?
The America T-shirts?
Yeah.
That's just a partnership that we had with Turner Graphics.
I know, but where did the proceeds go for that?
Well, Turner Graphics, they're selling the shirts.
So it's not going to any charity or anything like
no,
that?
No, and we never said that it was. It's just...
I hadn't heard. I don't pick you up that well every morning.
Yeah, it's just we came up with the idea of the T-shirt to sort of, express our support of
that's
our country.
Right, that's okay. That's fine.
And Turner Graphics, they just quickly turn it around. So yeah.
All the profits go to Turner Graphics.
Yes, they're selling the shirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, the Kurds. I want to thank Mark Levine. I want to thank Lindsey Graham. I want to thank Pat Robertson for speaking out on their behalf, and that's about all the people I've heard.
Yeah.
Shame on Sean Hannity. Shame on your buddy Mike Gallagher for trying to justify this move that Donald Trump has done. This wicked move on his part. It's wicked. This is a national disgrace. Jeff Duncan, where are you at? Where are the Freedom Caucus? Are they taking in an NBA game in China? Where are they at? This is ridiculous. I would love for you to devote your whole show today to this issue. Yuck it up tomorrow about Hillary. Mm-hmm. This is an ongoing crisis. These are our allies. They've stuck with us for years, and we're screwing them.
Well, and it looks like the president is headed for a showdown. He seemed to be backing off a bit yesterday. But, when you have allies, your GOP allies, like Lindsey Graham and others, even Mitch McConnell, saying things like, this is a disaster in the making. It's a catastrophic mistake. It's a terrible decision. Lindsey Graham in Greenville yesterday made it very clear that he and the president are on opposite sides of this issue. And this is probably one that the president is going to lose because...
Where's Franklin Graham? Joey, where's Franklin Graham? Has he spoke up about this?
I don't know. I haven't heard him.
Yeah, what if Obama had given this Islamic thug, Erdogan, the green light to go in and slaughter our allies? What do you think would have happened? You think Hannity would have been all over it? You think Gallagher would have been all over it? You think Graham... Franklin, I guess he's too busy spending his $700,000 a year salary from Samaritan's Purse to do anything or say anything. This is ridiculous. Donald Trump has no loyalty in his DNA. I was a big supporter of his until Sunday night. I'm off the Trump train. I got no use for the man
Nick,
now.
Nick, let's talk about that for a second. Where are you going to go, though?
Well, I'll stay home.
Well, but so you're going to stay home over this issue, and look...
you're going to defend this move about Trump, what he's done to this current...
Hey, Nick, listen to me for a second, okay? Listen to me for
a second. Go ahead.
I understand, yes. I think this was a mistake, okay? I get that.
A mistake?
But, listen to me, Nick, okay? Listen.
Go ahead.
Well, are you going to listen?
Go ahead.
Are you going to interrupt me again?
Go ahead.
You're saying... that you're going to stay home and possibly allow a Democrat to be elected over this issue. Yes, I agree. Donald Trump made a mistake on this one. But he's done a lot of other good things, like appoint some Supreme Court justices, to appoint a lot of federal conservatives to the federal bench. That's going to affect our lives for decades to come. And you're going to stay at home and possibly allow one of the Democrats that we're going to see on the debate stage tonight go to the Oval Office. What sense does that make?
So the stock market's up. The church has still got its tax exempt status, and you're still selling pillows every day. So everything's good, right?
Well, yes, it is. People have jobs. People are eating. Yes, it is good.
The Kurds are running for their lives right now.
Well, I'm sorry for that, Nick. But again, there's a lot of good things happening in our country here. So you're going to turn that over. You're going to turn that over to a Democrat because you're upset with the president on this issue. You're going to turn that over to a Democrat. I got to tell you, Nick, it makes no sense whatsoever.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.